picture this. Hillary Clinton and John Kerry gyrating to Bhangra beats. The former senators and secretary of state were among the esteemed guests at the wedding of India's richest daughter. If you saw the movie Crazy Rich Asians, think of this as Crazy Rich Indians. The guest list was a who's who among Bollywood's biggest celebrity guests. Shavi Sachdev is a reporter based in Mumbai, and today she has a new title, our Indian wedding expert. Shavi, when two children of two Indian billionaires get married, what happens?
You get the most over-the-top wedding on earth. Isha Ambani is the daughter of India's richest man. His net worth is supposed to be $47 billion, and that's a conservative estimate. His conglomerate has power supply companies, they have mobile network companies, they do fashion retail, they do everything. And the groom, Anand, is the son of other industrialists. They are not quite as wealthy. His father's net worth is a little less. His own net worth is about $4.6 billion.
Give us a sense of the extravagance of this wedding. What's been going on?
Right. So they've had three locations. They had the engagement in Lake Como. And for the pre-wedding ceremonies, they actually took over this picturesque town in Rajasthan in India called Udaipur, also known as the Venice of the East. And then they moved to Mumbai, where Mr. Ambani owns a 27-story apartment. The outside looks like a wedding set, and that's where the actual wedding happened. It is over the top. It is like a big Bollywood movie happening in real life.
I understand Beyonce gave a private performance.
Yes, she did. And the rest of India is kind of upset. They'd like to actually be able to see her in concert, but it was only for a few eyes and ears.
The wedding, of course, took place. The actual wedding was yesterday. But I read that the wedding festivities started back in September. I mean, that's 3 months ago. What's been going on since then?
Yeah, we don't want to do a wedding in just one afternoon. What's the fun of that? You have to celebrate for months. So you start with the engagement, which is not simply, you know, somebody getting down on bended knee and saying, will you marry me? There's a lot of stuff that goes on. It needs days and a huge number of witnesses. So that happened in Italy. And then you have to celebrate that you're getting married. So that was 3 days. And then you get married, which is a bunch of different rituals that take a day or two.
What would a typical wedding be like?
So weddings in India are traditionally arranged, and sometimes the bride and groom don't know each other and the families don't know each other. So they have taken place over a few days so that the families get to know each other, and people have traveled long distances. So you can't just go to, you know, the church and sit for 3 hours and then go home when you've traveled for 4 days.
Is there any sense that this union, this bride and groom from India's richest families, is in some ways arranged?
Oh, Carol, definitely. I'm looking at news clips and these really PR-y pieces about how they've been childhood friends and then they fell in love. That's a very convenient love story. There must have been some amount of encouragement.
Shavi Sachdev is a reporter based in Mumbai. Thanks a lot, Shavi.
My pleasure.